listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News. Spending on public safety and policing is increasing in Montreal's new budget. This includes an increase in surveillance cameras, body cameras for police officers, and an increase in mixed-unit squads of police and social workers. Montreal's new budget was presented earlier this month. It is a $7.67 billion budget and sees spending rise by 5.4%. $1.3 billion of this budget has been allotted for public safety. This includes a $1.7 million increase for security cameras around the city. Professor Ted Rutland is a researcher who studies municipal policing, funding, and policy. In his opinion, an increase in security cameras will be an ineffective measure.
It's unclear what purpose this serves, other than probably to increase the surveillance of quite marginalized people in public spaces.
The budget also includes a line for $400 million for body cameras for police officers, something the city says will help encourage police accountability. But Rutland says body cameras are misunderstood.
A lot of people think body cameras will hold police accountable, and there's a reason for that. I mean, the companies that make body cameras, originally it was a company called Taser. They changed their name to Axon. They originally marketed body cameras as a way to increase the power of police to surveil the population and to get plea deals when they arrest people for very minor crimes. In 2014, with the killing of Michael Brown in Ferguson and the eruption of the first wave of the Black Lives Matter movement, those companies changed their marketing pitch for the body cameras and started to say that it would hold police accountable, reduce police racism, and reduce police violence. And that's when we've seen a huge kind of expansion of the adoption of body cameras by police forces around the world.
His research indicates they're expensive to maintain, the data is hard to store and manage, and there is little evidence they're effective at mitigating police misconduct.
We have now more than a decade of research on what body cameras do in practice, and the results are very clear. Body cameras don't reduce police racism or racial profiling. They don't reduce the use of force or violence by the police, and they don't result in the police being more likely to be held accountable for their abuses or acts of violence.
The overall police budget in Montreal for 2026 will be set at $860.29 million. That's a $36 million increase for the department. In 2025, Montreal's police department ran almost $60 million over budget. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Good evening, everybody. There's a synth in the house. We are so back, and this Wednesday evening at 10 p.m. How are we all doing? Hopefully well. It's snowing outside, so bloody hell. It was quite a hassle to get here, but honestly, as I've been noticing lately, when it snows, the broadcast is flipping amazing. Unfortunately, I don't have a rhyme that goes with snows. How about this? It goes well, okay? All right. So, tonight, we've got a great, great mix going up. Also, just big shout out to Rap Radar again. Every week, they're just killing it. They're amazing. And honestly, it's just really a pleasure to go after these guys. But it's also a bit hard to compete, so I'll try my best with this one. And today, I've got yourselves a great episode lined up with a little special theme this time around and not just any random collection of songs. If you're new to the show, this is There's a Synth in the House. The show is all about any types of songs that feature any kinds of synthesizers in them, be it as a main topic or main instrument in some ways, or just like in the background as a bass. But in any case, I know my stuff, and this is going to be a great, great evening for you guys. I cannot wait to showcase you guys what I have in store. However, as it's been usually the case, as of lately at least, we begin with something a bit more hyper, and then we'll slowly dive down into the actual main course of the episode. So let's start off with All I Wanna Do by Sky Tech. My name is Matthew. You're listening to CJL 1690 AM on There's a Synth in the House. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You just heard End of Line by the very, very famous Daft Punk. And just before that, you heard All I Want to Do by Skytech. So, this was a bit of a debate at the beginning. I'm not going to lie. This was very high tempo and very extreme. Usually, I would go along with this sort of high tempo and synthy type of atmosphere. But today, we're changing it up. And in some ways, I'll give you maybe 5 seconds to guess what is approximately the topic of this episode. And give you a hint as well. It is also themed about... Oh yeah, let's just say so. It is themed on the last, or basically kind of related to the last song. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. You probably did not get it right. Let's be real. And I probably also set you up pretty badly with that. Today's episode is mostly going to be a compilation of various soundtracks, movie soundtracks that I absolutely love or that I just think are absolutely amazing and that I wish to find. And basically, the further we'll go into this episode, the more I'll find out that, oh my god, there's so many films that I still need to watch and that I want to watch yet. In fact, at the beginning of January, I decided to do a little bit of a challenge of trying to watch a movie every single day because I was basically a bit bored and I had quite a time on my hands. Did it go well? Yes, for the first half, it was going perfectly and until, of course, school arrived and then it became a bit harder. And then I basically stopped at January 14 because I got a cold and then I had to go to school and etc. But point being, it was a great exercise, so as to say, to also just get myself more into this mindset of watching movies more because I completely forgot about doing this lately. I'm not gonna lie. So that's it. That's the premise of the show today. That's it. And it's gonna be a bit more, as I mentioned, down tempo towards the end. So if that's not necessarily your beat, don't worry. We'll be back next week with even better stuff. But today, that's what we're doing. And we're starting it off with Blade Runner 2049. Blade 2049. That is a motion picture soundtrack by Hans Zimmer and Benjamin Wolfinch. Wolfish. And in fact, I believe that the original Blade Runner was scored by Vangelis, an absolutely amazing composer, Greek composer. Please check him out. He did quite a few versions of the songs originally and that were then retaken by Hans Zimmer. So let me just play 2049, the main theme, or at least one of the main themes of the movie. Let's start you off with that by Hans Zimmer. You're listening to CJL 1690 AM.
dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
Welcome back to CGL 1690M. I just played to you the 2049 main theme from Hans Zimmer and Benjamin Wallfinch. Just before we dive back into the songs, I completely forgot to slander Tron Ares and how bad they butchered it. Unfortunately, I cannot even slander it even more because I did not watch the movie itself, but I have plenty of friends that watched it, and I've seen plenty of reviews online at how bad they butchered it. And allow me to, please, since we're on a movie-themed episode this time. Sorry, I'm stealing a bit your premise at the movies. I love you guys. Let me read you a couple of reviews. First of all, Tron Ares on Letterboxd is rated at a massive 2.6 out of 5. That is a whopping score we got over here. And if I may, as I mentioned, I'll read a couple of reviews. So basically, many people, one person characterized as a really pretty poop from a butt. It is basically a 200 million music video for a new NIN album. And honestly, if you watch it solely as a two-hour-long Nine Inch Nails music video with slick visual effects and sound design, it's kind of dope. Tough crowd. I won't lie. And also, we got our favorite Surf and Surf protagonist Jared Leto inside of there. So, you know, it just went really well for them. And I want to congratulate them on that amazing movie. And hopefully they can recover back, but surely they can since, well, you know, I believe it's still Disney, I believe. I really hope I'm right on that. In any case, continuing on our little exploration of movies over here, I mentioned before the winter break that I was going to watch a movie called Resurrection, and I discovered it mostly due to the fact that it was scored by M83, the very, very famous French duo. Allow me to display first of all a couple of the songs. I'll play two of these songs from the score. I'll begin with A Clamor of Time, and then I'll continue on with From Bright Lights, and then I'll talk about why you should watch it, even though it's not anymore in the theaters. It's still really, really cool experience, albeit 2.5 hours. It was genuinely a bloody amazing experience that I had to rewatch again. So, Clamor of Time by M83. Here we go.
Thank you.
What you just heard was a small collection from the Resurrections albums titled by the same name of the film that was scored by M83. And I think what specifically you shown out to me was specifically that last track. There was a specific scene. Oh my God, how many times can I say the word specific in a minute? Let's find out. There was a specific. Oh my God, I'm doing it again. It was a scene in the movie where okay, let me start from the beginning. The movie was absolutely gorgeous, and probably that was its strongest suit. Story-wise, it was a bit of a collection of stories that almost did not make any sense, but in some ways, it was a collection of dreams from someone. So if you interpret it like that, it all was really poetic and beautiful. And specifically, this last song or piece was played during a transition between two dreams. And I'm not going to lie, that made me really emotional on the first time I watched it, especially since it was so red. Now, out of context, that will not make any sense. But this scene was so red, the second dream that it transitioned to. And it was just so beautiful. And the entire cacophony and the climax of the song just... it just did it to me. It absolutely reached everything that was needed in that point. Unfortunately, though, it was a bit subjective, some of the messages that I think it tried to show to us. Either way, if you're still interested in that, and if you think that that is a cool premise, that is Resurrections by Begun. I believe that is the director of the film. Moving on, we got going back to a bit of a synthy vibe, we got A Real Hero by College and Electric Youth from a favorite, the movie Drive, which, bloody hell, I still have to watch it. As I mentioned, this is just basically a collection of movies that I have either fangirled about or am really dying to watch. As I mentioned, A Real Hero by College and Electric Youth.
Thank you.
what you just heard was Prawncus by Clinton Shorter off of the movie, the soundtrack rather, of the movie District 9. And just before that, you heard A Real Hero, which is a theme song, I believe, from the movie Drive, produced by Electric Youth and College, rather composed by them both. Onwards I go, and I have a bit of another little story to tell. So, in regards to that little movie marathon that I did in the beginning of January, one of the movies was called The Colors Within. A really little, small, nice little, sweet and fun animated movie that was amazingly done, and it was really naive, and there's nothing much that happened. And in some ways, usually I'm not really a big fan of movies where there's not really just conflict of any sorts, or it's just a slice of life, I guess. But although that counts as a comedy, so I'll retract those words back. In any case, the movie, as I mentioned, is called The Colors Within, and of course it had to be backed by the absolute legend, and please excuse me for the volume, Ken Sukeyoshio, my man. Oh my, I love this man so much. He's so amazing. He is so amazing at what he does. He has composed for many series and movies and animes, and rather most recently, especially, maybe you've seen this as well, Chainsaw Man, the Resi arc, that was his doing. Absolute brilliant work. Unfortunately, that will not be this from that movie that we're going to be listening to this next song. However, it's going to be again from The Colors Within. But he has this very unusual, or very distinct, rather, I don't know, composing in some ways, where it's really piano-based but also muted, and then he also integrates some synths in it. It's really unique. And yeah, I'll let you guys on listen to one of this, one of the compositions, one of the songs from the movie. However, this is more of a song that was composed by the characters of the movie, so don't be surprised about it not matching the characteristics that I'm talking about. It's a really cute movie, so watch it if you want. As I mentioned, The Colors Within. The song is called Amen, I'm Going Somewhere, and it is by Ken Sukeyoshio, but you'll find it online under the name Shiro Nekodo, which is probably the name of the band of the people in the movie. So I'll let you play that. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM on There's a Synth in the House.
Amen. JLO presents The Big M Show, a series of hour-long theatrical specials featuring all new music from local singer-songwriter extraordinaire Marlena Moore. Over the course of 2026, come on out to Theater VME for dazzling performances, each with their own unique theme, set design, and costumes. The first Big M Show is coming up on January 25th at 7 p.m. So get your tickets now to The Big M Show at mileendimprov.ca.
Join us every Tuesday night at midnight on CJLO for Floydian Slip, an hour of Pink Floyd. Hey, I'm Craig Bailey, your host for an hour of music from the dark side of the moon, an hour of Pink Floyd. It's Floydian Slip every Tuesday night at midnight, right here on 1690 AM CJLO. Learn more at floydianslip.com.
Was Fast Cars by Ludvig Göransson off of the movie Tenet. And before the ads, you heard Amen, I'm Going Somewhere by the little band Shiro Nekodo from the movie The Colors of the Moon. But we're talking about Tenet this time. Tenet released in 2020, one of the best years to release a movie, as we all know. And you know, if you want to watch Tenet, if this little soundtrack interested you, number one, I have two things to say, basically. Number one, this song, unfortunately, apparently did not make the cut. This was a bonus track, so it was never featured in the movie. But the remaining songs from the soundtrack and that are played in the movie, which is basically the same thing, are of the same sort. And I'm going to actually demonstrate that later with a little example. And two, if you're going to watch it right now, then good news, you're not going to be suffering through the theater's experience as some people did, because it is, number one, quite a confusing movie if you just watch it straight up in theaters, especially without subtitles, because apparently it's in movies. The entire soundtrack and the ambiance was blasted at the people, at the watchers, and it was absolutely impossible to decipher what the characters were saying. I did watch the movie, albeit at home and with subtitles, so it was much easier to witness, and I still really enjoyed it despite all the hate that it gets online, and it being one of the, according to many, it's one of Christopher Nolan's worst movies, rated at least. I still really enjoyed it though, so if that's interesting to you and you love sci-fi and stuff and time that goes backwards and you love Robert Pattinson, yeah, he's there as well. Yeah. Oh, anyways, to sell you more on the movie, if it is even available on any kind of streaming app, honestly, I don't know. But I'll let you play a little extract of a song, not the entire thing, but it's basically a song that I use to test headphones out and or speakers out if they are good. And it is of the same manner as Fast Cars, which we just heard. It's called Trucks in Place. A couple of my friends, if they're listening right now, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So I'll let that play in just a second, and we'll begin from a specific minute mark. So let's get that started. And I just want to let you guys know in advance, I think you'll experience now why this is good for testing speakers, because it's got a bit of everything in the output range. Anyways, here we go. Trucks in Place by Ludwig Göransson, the composer to the soundtrack of the movie Tenet. An extract of it.
Thank you. Let's mention, that was Trucks and Plays by Orlando Grunson, and I hope that you understand why I specifically said that it is a perfect testing ground for your headphones. Since we're a bit running out of time, there's a bit less than 10 minutes remaining. I'll speed through the remaining couple of picks, but I'll let you know in advance that the specific song selections that we had so far were barely halfway through the entire list that I have already collected. So it is very, very likely that I'll make a part two. It will not be next week, but it is very, very likely that I'll continue this little movie soundtrack adventure, as I really, really enjoyed talking about it and just sharing opinions about it. And in case, I'll continue with the remix of Odessa's remix of Theodore Shapiro's soundtrack on the, this time it's not a movie, but the series Severance. Yes, amazing series that I'm still in the process of watching. Ignore that. But in fact, this specific collection of songs, seven songs, 22 minutes, absolutely amazing little collection of songs that you can find on YouTube, and that will play on repeat and perfect. And if you're studying, I think that this is one of the best tools that you have for studying personally, because it just sets me up in the mood perfectly. So the little EP is called Music to Refine To on YouTube. So now that will surely be enough to suit you. But let me play that a little extract for you. I'll play two songs off of there, one of them being Music of Wellness and the other being Elevator Down from the series Severance. Thank you. rounding up on the hour, I want to thank you very much for listening to There's a Synth in the House. I've been your happy host, Matt Faye, in this very wintry mix we've got going outside. Stay cozy, stay warm. I'll be back next week, every Wednesday at 10 p.m. for more synth stuff and more synth songs. Stay in there. Synth's out.